Inside Brazil's presidential palace, Communications Minister Paulo Pimenta shows us where mobs calling for the overthrow of the government first entered his office on Sunday. He says supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro destroyed everything inside the two adjacent rooms and stole documents, computer files, video cameras, and sensitive security information on a hard drive. While some stole the flag, others, says Pimenta, knew exactly what to take and where to find it.
One person was arrested yesterday, and inside their backpack was a laptop from the Institutional Security Bureau.
The minister concedes that some security forces in charge of defending the capital were complicit in the attack. Nevertheless, he insists it's made President Lula da Silva stronger.
This episode has served for Brazilian society to give a great demonstration of appreciation for its democracy and institutions. Large segments of the population that did not support Lula at this moment are behind him. The Supreme Court and the legislative branch in support of the judicial measures needed to bring to justice those responsible for these criminal acts.
Although he offered no evidence, Pimenta says that as the investigation into Sunday's events advances, former President Jair Bolsonaro's participation in the process will become increasingly clear. Bolsonaro, who left Brazil on the eve of President Lula's inauguration, is in the United States.
Bolsonaro has to return because he created the image of a leader, and now his followers believe that he ran away when they needed him most, like a general in a battle who flees and abandons his troops. He's at a crossroads. Does he return to Brazil and face possible criminal charges for what happened? Or will he hide and go down in history as someone who abandoned his own supporters, like a coward running away?
I asked him if the government could guarantee that there won't be new similar attacks against the country's institutions.
Those people who despise democracy and our federal system have an important organic presence in our country. The more isolated they feel, the more radical they'll become. That's why we're now seeing attacks against power transmission towers. Increasingly, these groups will move from disputing electoral and political power to becoming illegal groups who carry out violent acts that Brazil is not accustomed to. We're now facing another type of opposition, which will require a different type of response from the government.
A government that is still fragile and will need all the international support it can get. Pimenta says President Lula is moved by the response to the attack by global leaders, including the support of U.S. President Joe Biden. He confirmed Lula plans to visit the White House in the first fortnight of February to show his appreciation. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Brasilia.